Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead and do it. Well, praise God for my blessing flow. One of the things tonight I want to say, a little mix on the radio, but we're back. Praise God. Amen, amen. Tonight I want to do something. I want you to hear something that has been blessing. Amen. Amen. Praise the living God, from whom all blessings flow. You know, the devil is nothing but the biggest fool, and all the people that follow him and do what he wants done, nothing but a bunch of big fools. I condemn you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You need to leave the radio stations throughout the world alone. Go play somewhere else, for the blood of Jesus Christ is over this radio station, not only here, but everywhere. And Father, tonight, I just want to thank you for everything that you have done for me and how you've shown me, because you, God, and I want to thank you. I want to thank you for everything. I want to thank you for my wife. I want to thank you for Martha Hunter, who is my wife. I want to thank you for my son, Chauncey Cartray Hunter. I want to thank you for my daughter, Charmaine Nicole Hunter Spencer. And I want to thank you for my son-in-law, Kevin Spencer. I want to thank you for my daughter-in-law, that you may bless her and keep her. You bless my grandson that she has, her son. We call him B-Man. Bryson Hunter is his name. I want to thank you for the oldest two siblings in the Hunters movement. Kobe Malik Hunter Spencer, Logan Spencer, but those that are a part of my clutch, I thank you for them. I got some sisters on the right hand. I got some brothers on the left side. You bless them and keep them. And then, Father, there's somebody right now in this world now we live in right now that need a prayer. I pray for somebody I don't even know right now. I pray that you will bring them to a place where they will repent and say, Lord, have mercy upon me, and they be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for watching over us, Father, for watching over my house, Father. All that's happened to it, I know that you are the one who can make things happen, and I praise you for it, and I love you for it, and I adore you for it. I magnify your name, and I thank you, Father. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. And tonight's the night that we pray for America. We pray for that young man. Sins past and gone, that they still brought it up on him. They don't have a forgiveness spirit. Tonight I want to talk to you about your steadfast in faith. Your steadfastness in faith. See, if you continue with your daily walk with Jesus Christ, the same way you begun, the same way you can end, you're gonna be in a good place. Well, I want you to know tonight that behind the scene, the Holy Ghost is doing so. But I just want to say tonight, faith for the daily problems. Faith for our daily problems. Faith for our daily problems. And every day we live, we have some problems, but we present them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to those of you who are behind the scene, don't understand it, trying to hurt somebody, trying to do somebody in, trying to do somebody down, don't agree with what the Lord has had them do, you on the wrong side of the trip. See, you got some daily problem, and it's not a faith one. See, faith moves us to another level. Faith shows us how to move like God did. Faith is a God of faith. God spoke himself into existence. God is who we say he is. And I will say this to you now that we go into this lesson. Hallelujah. See, number one, we begin by letting Christ come into our heart as newborn babe. That's how every day we should say, I humble myself to Christ might move me more. And see, when I look at this in the whole glory, I praise God. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 2. And when I look at chapter number 2, if you have tasted that the Lord, all glory, is gracious. So here's verse 3. I want to say this to the believers. Now let me tell you something. Everything that Satan is trying to do, he's trying to do it right now. Because he don't want you to taste the goodness and graciousness of God. Gracious means God just said, my hands are open. I'm gracious to you. See, it's like grace. Grace is the place where God has used us. God wants to use us to do what he called us to do. See, but he has been gracious unto us. My, my, my. Number 3, from the beginning we must also be in the Word. See, you can't go out and, as they say back in my day, and pop your hands and shake your hallelujah and come back in and say, bam, bam, good Lord, thank you, ma'am, moving up to the next. That's not of God. That's not God. That is the enemy. And Satan does everything he can. He doesn't want you to walk in faith. He wants you to walk in F-A-T, faith. You ain't got to have no F-A-I-T-H. Yes, you do. How you going to please God you ain't never seen? The Bible tells us, if any man has not seen God and believed that Jesus Christ is, he knows he know who God is. He know who the Holy Spirit is. And I say to you, I do. Do you? As the old lady would say, no, but I sure believe he's a good God. Well, I'm believing he's a good God. He's an excellent God. So, number two, we are persuaded better things of you. Because I want you to know I'm persuaded. And see in my notes that we are persuaded of better things of you that accompany your salvation. Read now, read Hebrews chapter 6 and 11. You must show the evidence of the same earnestness all the way. Don't get upset. Don't want to fight. Don't want to be argumentative. Let that person, whoever it is, know, no, I have to show the evidence. And you know what? You don't have to argue with them. Press on in. Lift your hands to the Lord and say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, without you, I can do nothing. Lord, you all that I have. See, diligently. Number two, lazy folks. See, let me tell you something. A lazy folks is the worst person in the world. A lazy folks don't want to pray. They don't want to wash their teeth. They don't want to comb their hair. They don't want to get up and cook. They want somebody, can you bring me? Can you bring me? Ain't you going to bring me? See, but I'm telling you, don't be lazy, sluggish, dull, or indifferent. When you're in the body of Christ, when you go to a church where you have a pastor that believes in God's word, you're with an apostle that believes God's word, you believe God's word, you believe God's word. When you believe God's word, it's in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And when you have accepted him as your personal Savior, you know you are free from all that the devil has to come against you. All is he going to have you're going to have to walk faith for a daily problem, because he's going to have all kind of problems. And if your family's not saved, he's going to come at them. And they ain't learning how to pray, he's going to come at them. And every time you lift up your head, you're going to have to pray. You're going to have to be the Abraham. You're going to have to be the Job. You're going to have to be the Amos. You're going to have to do that they did in the Old Testament, in the New Testament. You're going to have the problem because the devil is there. Number three, hallelujah. Be imitators, imitators. Be imitators of those who walk through faith and patience. See now, get ready. Inherit the promises. And if you take your time and go through the word of God, God has some promises. One thing that I know, he promised me eternal life. And everything can be backed up, but he promised me, if I can believe, all things are possible. He promised me eternal life. I know he promised because I read his word. I love his word. I cherish his word. Am I getting better? Doing every day I can. Is there any delinquency? Not that I know of. It is. I said, Father, if there's some delinquency in my not doing, if I'm doing wrong, it's just a delinquency. Will you forgive me? Let the name of Jesus, his blood, wash me and purge me and make me whole so that I can do what you call me to do? I ask you. I'm not ashamed. Anybody ashamed? Well, let me tell you something as we come to number three. Now, here's what I want you to know. See, he backs up his promises to Abraham. And see, God is the kind of God that can do what he did. He said, I just swore by myself. Ain't got nobody else out here, but I swore by myself. Because he's a holy God. He's a holy God. Now, if God spoke himself into existence, what can you do? That's that slew foot liar from hell. Satan was by God spoke him into existence, he was created. No, don't let that lie come to you. Let me tell you something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Hebrews 6 and 13, you're going to find where there is none greater than God all by himself. And in Genesis 22:16, you're going to find some words that's going to bless you. Listen to this. In thy seed shall all nations be blessed because thou hast obeyed. Abraham blessed. That's a promise. And I just said that's one promise. A promise to Abraham? A man who was without an heir, but believed God, had no doubt, whose wife was past 70 years old. Her body was not equipped for the goat here and there. But you know what? God said, because I see your faith, Abraham, the promise I made to you, you're going to bring your firstborn seed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the born woman would not proceed, but God had a son. See, Ishmael, hallelujah, and Isaac, the two brothers, but God has a place for them. And God said, He said, Abraham, I want you to stand out there and look in the sky. What do you see? Can you see? I see stars and stars. He said, so shall thy seed be. And the seed is now of two orders. Ooh, glory. Of Israel and Judah. Now, here we are. As I said in part 3, God backs up his promise. Number 2, after Abraham potentially endured the testing, he received the promise. See, Abraham was tested. And that's how we got into where we are. So don't think that somebody paid your way. You have to earn your way by believing. Somebody said, well, I'm going to be all right. No, all I can tell you, you got to believe God more now than ever. Can I share another nugget with you? Believing God makes it all things possible. He says, if thou can believe it, all things are possible. Now, they say in this world, I believe. What do you believe in? Child, I just believe it's going to happen. Well, what's going to happen? But I believe it's going to happen. No, you don't have no ground to stand on. See, the Bible takes you to the Word of God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Take your time. Hear what God is saying. In number 3, God bound us. Now, wait a minute. Now, who in the world? Can't anybody but God? The Bible tells me in verse 17 and 18 of the same in Genesis, he said these words. He bound himself with an oath. You see, why did he do this? Because he come with a conclusion. And this hope of anchors used to God which is able to bring it to pass. And the more you get into the book of the New Testament, the more you're going to find out faith for daily problems. And why are they there? Because man disobeyed God. But see, when man doesn't come back to the fullness of Jesus Christ, there's going to be problems. And I'm telling you, I'm a born-again Christian, a son of God. But I have problems every day. But I say, Lord, here's a problem. I don't know how to handle it. And God handles it. God handles it. They don't see it the way I see it, because that's how I see it. I see what God said. If you can stay with me, you can see what God said. And so tonight, as I come to a close on this teaching, and I want you to know this. Faith for daily problems. Colossians chapter 2, verses 5. And I want to play something to bless you tonight as we come to a close. And amen and praise the living God.
Just got like this. Yeah. Everybody, come say the Lord to you.